Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Sundar, S-U-N-D-A-R, first name Marvin, M-A-R-V-E-N. The date of birth, May 28, 1989. Date of evaluation, January 23, 2023. Referring physician, disability and social service. Identifying information. The patient presented a California identification card, D9386009, which correctly identified the claimant. The chief complaint, referral for disability. The HBIC patient is a 33-year-old male with history of cardiomyopathy, period. He stated that he was doing well until approximately 2019, period. At that time, he began having shortness of breath and lower extremity swelling, period. He was further noted to have hypertension, period. He had then started on medications, and the patient failed to take his medications, period. He said, he stated that he has had progressive worsening symptoms, period. He notes that he had a CVA in December 2021, period. He stated that he had resultant right amyparesis and visual difficulties, period. His dyspnea has worsened, period. This is especially worsened with exertion at walking 3 blocks, period. He stated that his left ventricle ejection fraction is 7%, period. He was in a coma for essentially 6 to 7 weeks, period. The patient's record from Epic is reviewed. He had been admitted to the Sutter system in December of 2021. At that time, he was noted to have history of methamphetamine-induced cardiomyopathy with left ventricle ejection fraction of 18%, period. He had recent hospitalization for CVA and received TPA, period. He had subsequent GI bleed, period. His discharge diagnosis included 1, GI bleeding, next number, chronic anemia. He had bleeding around a former PEG tube site, period. He additional discharge diagnosis included amphetamine abuse, next number, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, next number, hypertension, next number, ischemic stroke, period. The past medical history, as above, past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, albuterol, i.e. Ventolin HFA, 2 puffs every 4 hours PRN, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily, pantoprazole, 40 milligrams, daily, carvedilol, 10 milligrams, 1 daily, furosemide, 40 milligrams, BID, prior to his GI bleed, he was on apixaban. This had been discontinued, period. Allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, grandfather had a CBA, social history, he reports prior history of methamphetamine use, period, review of systems, otherwise unremarkable, physical examination, blood pressure 150/92, pulse 102, respiratory rate of 20, height 67 inches, weight 193.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and no acute distress. The cardiovascular examination reveals a grade 2/6 systolic murmur at the apex. Period. Skin reveals multiple POC, P-O-C-K marks, period. Remained out the examination is unremarkable. The impression, chronic systolic heart failure, next number cardiomyopathy, next number methamphetamine abuse, next number hypertension uncontrolled, period. The plan, carvedilol 12.5 milligrams POBID, candesartan 4 milligrams POBID, furosemide 40 milligrams POBID.